historic moment that was. Mm-hmm. Mamone's last show on Radio 1. 5 years of lovely Mamone. And it's all over.
But we from Radio 1 would like to wish you all the very best at Six Music. And
yeah.
Continued success over the road.
Yeah. With a cushy four-day-a-week gig.
In the words of Dina Carroll, Mamone, don't be a stranger.
That's right. What a fitting tribute. I'm such a big Dina Carroll fan. Well, there she is now, going off to pastures new 4 days a week. Seriously, she gets bloody Fridays off.
I know.
What's going on there? And who'd have thought that I'd have outlived Mamone at Radio 1? Certainly not Kate Marsh or Lorna Clark.
No. That's for sure.
Anyway, have a great life and enjoy it at Six Music. We don't really have anything for her. Just,
it's a simple tribute.
And she leaves us with fond memories. You know, we first worked with her on the road shows.
We did. I remember we met in the bar in a hotel in Hunstanton.
Yeah.
She was training to be an athlete and we were training to be...
alcoholics.
Artists.
So, Mamone, good luck. But we'll never forget you. Well, especially for the fact that you're leaving us with bloody JK and Joel. Oh, by the way, good morning! Darkness and Grain on me from Radio 1, so goodbye to Mamone. And she waves goodbye. Oh, they've got a car.
They've got food in there and everything. They've got nibbles.
What?
They've got nibbles. They've got, like, onion bhajis and stuff.
Stinks of hummus.
Greek stuff.
Yeah. Stank garlic.
Onion bhajis.
Well, maybe they weren't.
A traditional Greek food.
Maybe they were Greek nibbles. I don't know. They looked a bit like bhajis from where I was.
Halloumi or whatever they call
halloumi,
it.
Halloumi.
Falafel.
Greek cheese.
That's Greek cheese,
yeah.
Isn't it?
They might like halloumi.
What, falafel?
I've never had a falafel.
I haven't.
It's nice.
There might have some in
nice,
there.
It's nice, yeah.
Pita bread.
Mm. Is it like a kebab but without the doner meat?
No, it's kind of like a ball of... what would you call it?
Meat.
I don't know, it's like
it's
a fried ball. No, it's not meat, it's veggie.
It's vegetables that you fry.
It's like a kind of cooked
ball. Is it chickpeas?
Ball. I don't know, yeah, something like that.
You can keep them, not interested in them.
It's nice.
I haven't got any pizza out. Well, no, but you know what I mean?
It's so cosmopolitan, aren't
you? I haven't one of them first thing in the morning, that's ridiculous. If she's got any curry or anything like that, that'll do.
Proper English food.
It's lovely. When she thanked her team then, and then she thanked Megan and she thanked Dave. Dave's confused. He didn't know she was leaving. No, what's going on? Who's leaving? I'm leaving. Am I going? No, I am. You are. Are you? Where are you going? Did they have a clue? God love him. I knew he's a bit confused, didn't he? You know what I mean? There's always one. Right, morning then. Let's get the show on the road. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Kerry. It's 2 minutes past seven.
Gridlock is Americans' fleas. It's now 6 minutes past seven.
Oh, good morning. I was watching the news yesterday. I was watching Fox News live on my satellite television system. And, they're talking about the big wind coming in America and all the traffic and everything. Play the drums, come on. And, I tell you what, they don't have, like, to sensationalise that over there. Now, I know it's a big story, but they love it in America. And I watched a fella who, and I swear to God, I thought I'd misheard him, but his first name was Shepherd, right?
Hmm.
And there you go. Tailbacks of miles and miles as our helicopter cameras fly over the streets here in Texas. Hi, I'm Shepherd blah blah blah, and I'm with you for the... And I'm like, he can't have someone read the news, he's called Shepherd.
The Americans give themselves stupid names, don't they?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And it's just all this, and they all talk in a voice like, even the women, they all talk in a voice like that from New Orleans. Not New Orleans. New Orleans. Here's, you know... Chuck Discus.
Hmm.
Thanks, Sam. Blah, blah, blah. And they're off. That's ridiculous.
Chuck Discus.
I don't know. That's what they're all called. But you just see the traffic. It's just terrible.
It's throw frisbee.
Yeah. But anyway, so there you go.
Well, I'd drive away as well if there was an enormous monster storm coming to me.
I tell you what, if it was going to... When's it meant to hit? Saturday, Sunday?
Tomorrow at 1 a.m.
Right. If that was hitting here tomorrow at 1 a.m, yeah. I'd have gone Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'd have been off.
Straight off up the M6.
Tell you what, with that old car you used to have, you'd have had to leave last week.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Apparently, halloumi is Cyprus. Cypriot.
Yeah, it's Greek Cypriot, though.
Yeah, but people are going, there's no, it's massive difference. It's not Greek, it's Cypriot.
It's cheese you can barbecue.
Do you know, it's the only cheese I like. That's that nice. And cheese on pizza or garlic bread.
That's nice, too.
That's that, I do like that. There you go, there's a plague. Oh,
here we go again.
It's a song that never ends. I'll just rewind that.
Okay.
There you go.
Why are you playing that?
It's got something for you. Because Rachel just get... Oh, she's, you know... I'll miss her when she leaves. Mm. I really will. She's... Not that I don't miss Nimone, you know, but no, just, you know. Mm. She's just given me a lovely present. ITV 50, the album. 50 of the best all-time ITV theme tunes. Isn't that nice? And, of course, so Play Your Cards Right is on there. And This Is Your Life.
I didn't understand the connection between the evacuation in Texas and Play Your Cards Right.
No, well, you know, because if they play their cards right...
They'll be out of harm's way.
They'll be, you know, they won't overheat.
Mm. Brilliant. You know,
and they'll be off.
Yeah.
And
safety safe. First. Breezy bonus, in fact.
Yeah, well...
Should they go for higher ground or lower ground?
Did I say breezy bonus?
Breezy bonus.
Say that.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
And you can make jokes about it because it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, right.
So it's not
as of next week.
You know, as a journalist, nothing's happened yet.
That's
so
true.
You can be lighthearted because nothing bad has happened yet. And touch wood.
The news has officially begun.
You know?
That's right.
So you need a little gust of wind, lift them cars up and beat the traffic.
Mm.
But you can't do any of them gags when it hits.
Not when it hits.
I wouldn't want to.
No.
Because it is bad. No, it is bad.
It's bad news. We're lucky we don't get hurricanes.
Ooh, tell you. Mm. But we do.
Birmingham had a tornado, didn't it?
Yep. Birmingham gets them.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And there's more and more happening in the UK.
It's to do with greenhouse warming or something, isn't it?
It's not. No one really knows what it's to do with.
Mm.
I watched the show on it the other week. I'm an expert.
Shut up, Rachel.
We're having environmental chat, Rachel.
Environmental news. Well, whatever it is.
Yeah, I was watching this show the other day, and around Birmingham and all that, you know, which I and fellow storm chasers called Tornado Alley, there is... Don't laugh. Rachel, you laugh, but seriously, one gust of wind and that Kidderminster could be gone.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
What?
Oi!
Seriously. It absolutely, the hurricane went through Kidderminster a few years ago and just absolutely ripped the town to pieces. It caused £50 worth of damage. Should be bloody prize, ain't it?
It's a good job as a local girl. You keep our audience figures up there anyway.
Just in case. And by the way, there might be people sitting in their cars stuck in traffic listening to us on Sirius.
Oh, that's true.
I forgot all about that.
So
that's true.
If you are in your car in traffic trying to escape this, and I love the fact that this horrible, nasty, evil thing is named after a woman. I love that. I think that's brilliant. That's got to be a man's idea, isn't it? I bet you know there'll be a bloke there somewhere going, "That's the name of my wife. She's just as bad." Like that. I mean, you might not talk in that accent. But if you are in America listening to us, then good luck with it. With the driving.
Send us an email when you get to safety.
Well, yeah.
First thing I'll do, isn't it?
Don't worry about that. Just look after yourself and your family and make sure you're all right. And then if you get time...
Oh, it's interesting, though, isn't it? I mean, how many of those people in that gridlock now on those pictures are actually listening to us live?
Yeah.
08700.
Three, I would imagine.
Don't call us. Just keep your hands on the
wheel and keep driving north.
It's 12 minutes past seven. Good morning. America, play your cards right, you'll be all right. Good night.
Japan, Oman, Canada, Egypt, Latvia, Iceland, New Zealand. These are just some of the countries that we broadcast to every day. For the full list of places that listen to The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1, pop along to any good bookshop and buy yourself an atlas. The Friday sun bears down.
Girlfriend wears a round like me. That's Don't You, Pussycat Dolls and Busta Rhymes, and we will play that for our American listeners who who might be listening in the cars, and good luck and all that. It's a really weird thing. Watching, because I'm watching the news yesterday, so I was watching Fox News, and the guy, they show, and this is, and only in news would you get this, so, and they do this in this country as well, but really they do it in America as well, they properly do it in America, where they show miles and miles of traffic from their cameras in the helicopter, and then, these are the scenes, an estimated 1 million people leaving before the hurricane arrives, and blah, 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 and they've packed all the water and food from the shelves, and blah, 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 and as they head to safety, not knowing whether or not the hurricane will hit, and blah, 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 blah. Amazing scenes as people just fleeing their homes to save their lives. And then it cuts to the fella stood there where everyone's running away from. And as you can see around me, it really is like a ghost town. There's no one. Get out! What are you doing?
Normally wearing a yellow Pacamac and a sou'wester.
And I'm thinking, well, they're news TV crew. They've got a helicopter or something. And then, right, he goes, when we drove in here yesterday, I mean, the roads were really empty on the way. Yeah, because everyone's leaving.
Louise on the text has got a good suggestion, which I hadn't thought about before. She goes, why don't they open up the other carriageway for all the evacuating people? Because everyone's going one way. They're not going towards the hurricane, are they?
That's a very good point.
They should open up the other 3, 4, 5, 6 lanes on the other side and get them all going. You get them out in half the time.
That's true. And people are running out of fuel and overheating and all that, so...
Good suggestion, Louise. We'll put it to the American government.
You might... Well, they might be listening in the White House.
Mm.
George W. Let's not go there. But you imagine that. You imagine you work for the breakdown services there. And you get a phone call, and you go see some woman, and she's overheated, or she's run out of petrol, or some family. Oh, don't worry, we'll get you going. We can't get the car going, but we'll tell you. Where do you want to go? That way!
Mm-hmm. Safety, please.
Just anywhere. Where do you want to go? Oh, I want to go to, L.A. Las Vegas will do. That's miles away. We'll be safe there. Anyway, so good luck.
Mm.
But yeah, Birmingham and that area, that gets a lot of
stuff.
Did it
got battered, actually, didn't it?
And it has earthquakes. Has earthquakes, it has tremors, it's got twisters and hurricanes and tornadoes and loads of nightclubs. Anyway, 7:22, good morning. I'm wide awake today.
You look quite perky,
actually. I had a great lie-in, though. Rachel rang me to make sure I was up and the phone rang out, so ran out of battery, so I thought, she'll ring the house phone. So I kind of picked the house phone up in my hand and then dozed off to sleep again. And then she kind of rang it 5 minutes later. Hello, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a lovely day. It's Friday. Did she ring you in the morning?
No.
I get these little kind of motivational speeches from her. I answer the phone. So there's my phone going, like 5:30 or something. Hello? Good morning. It's Friday. Only one more show before the weekend. Blah, 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 blah. Beep. Switch it off.
I never know what to say.
But you do. You know, it's like, morning, it's Tuesday, technically the most depressing day of the week, but wake up with a smile on your face and put your shoes on.
But I don't know what to say, right? Because if I just say, morning, right, I'll see you later, you call me moody.
See, the guy who drives me in is now pretty much my regular driver, right? Because they used to have, like, 5 days, 5 different drivers, right? All turn up at different times, none of them have the same routine. But now I've pretty much got the same guy. And on the off chance that he rings, if I'm late, I'll answer the phone and go, hello, hello. And he'll go, morning, Chris. And I'm like, yep, you're right. Yeah. He doesn't know what to say. But then the whole point of it is just to make sure that I'm up.
See, he should prepare a motivational speech like you, Rachel.
Which would you prefer? You tell me what to say and I shall say it every morning.
I resign.
Keep up with football on the BBC.
Just having a little discussion about this Robbie Williams record. I like it. I like it. You know, you're not sure.
I think it's all right. I think it's an all right pop record. But my point was, I don't think it's up there with his better stuff that he did with Guy Ritchie.
See, now, I don't know. I think it's different, so you can't really compare the two.
It's very because he goes very high on this, doesn't he? Exactly. I think it's that bit I'm not sure about.
Not keen myself. It's all right.
Really not?
No.
I like it. It's grown on me.
The video's weird.
It's weird.
Not seen the video.
Very strange.
A singing child on
odd.
It.
Is it?
Yeah. They've done that. You know the thing where they put a mouth over a child that isn't his mouth and blah, blah, blah.
Hello.
We used to do that on a television show years ago. We were trailblazers in that art.
Yeah, we were.
Were you?
John Culshaw used to do it with us, as it were.
It was brilliant. You get an old picture from publicity.
A still.
A celebrity. A still, they call it. Well done, Dave.
Cut out there.
Yeah.
You morph out the mouth, and then you put another camera on John, on a locked-off camera, and then you sync up his mouth, and then you can put his mouth in the picture of the celebrity's mouth, over the mouth. So, and then he talks, and it looks like the celebrity talking.
But it's crucial that when John, whoever's doing the impression, stands still.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you move slightly, then the mouth is coming out by the ear.
He never mastered that, did he?
No.
But it was great, because he could put the mouth in the forehead and everything.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's a celebrity he didn't like, you can just make them look weird. And...
Have you got tapes of this?
No, all tapes got burnt.
Yeah, in the fire.
It was it was like the original Live Aid. Bob Geldof requested that all the tapes be burned after the original transmission.
That's a shame.
And they're all gone. So there you go. And nobody has a copy ever anywhere in the world. So don't even bother looking. Right, football tickets then. More football this weekend. And we are going to give away tickets to... I was going to pull out a drum roll, but there's no point, is there really?
Do you want one?
No, hang on. I'll do this. Get ready for the Saturday's Barclays Premiership match. If you would like to go, we'll give you a pair of tickets. If you are a fan of...
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you. Newcastle United. Playing Man City, St James's Park this weekend. So if you'd like to... I couldn't find the winning one. It's disappeared.
This is good, though. You don't hear this enough.
Well, you don't, do you? 08700 100 100. If you're a Newcastle fan and you want to get the game at the weekend, give Tasha a ring. She will choose one person. Oh, no, she won't. She'll give us a list of her favourites, and I'll choose one.
Yeah.
Oh, you can choose
one. Randomly select them, don't we?
That's what I said. 08700 100 100. Call now if you want to go to the... Newcastle Man City game, St James's Park, Saturday, 08700 100 100. Call now. Why I man and all that. When the board comes in, fishing the dish. It's fluent Geordie, that. Get Dominic to do his Geordie accent after the news. Not into the news.
Okay.
After.
The news, yeah. Hard fight living for the weekend, and it says here, Akon locked up.
Do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake signs. Yeah, play that instead. Let's get some news and some sports. Just gone 7:32.
Quite warm in the south of the UK. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. Some Angel of the North news on One Road Travel. On the A1 in Tyne and Wear, there's a 50 mile per hour speed limit. Both ways at the Bowes Incline, that's the Angel of the North Junction in Birtley. They're doing a bit of resurfacing work there. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. It's now 7:37.
One more.
I'd just like to point out the fact that many, many people are right on the text saying that Robbie Williams never worked with Guy Ritchie. As I had suggested.
Did you say Guy Ritchie?
Yeah, I meant Guy Chambers. The other guy.
That would have been good collaboration.
Poor old Jonathan Woodgate. God.
That's a shocker, isn't it?
17 months out.
It's not a good debut, is it?
First game for Real Madrid. Score an own goal. And you get sent off.
It's that hair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't see doesn't anything with that stupid hair. Him.
Get it cut. Actually, I'm just having my breakfast, by the way.
He's got an... Is it Alice Band?
Yeah.
No, that's not really an Alice Band. It's just an elastic band, isn't it?
That they What's an out? Alice Band? Is that
Alice
the one
band
with
is
the
thicker.
Teeth?
They can have teeth, but an Alice Band is slightly thicker and can be sort of padded.
Okay.
You know, it's quite...
Padded Alice Band.
Mm. Yeah.
With no teeth.
Patrick Berge used to wear an Alice Band, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. But they're sort of like, they wear these kind of really thin bits of elastic around their heads now. They kind of cut in. Looks odd.
And Barros used to wear an Alice Band.
Yes, he did.
A big Liverpool
Beckham's
favourite,
one,
actually.
Wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Anyway, there you go.
And Garcia's got one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Jonathan Woodgate, he goes and plays last night and he scores a cracker of an own goal and then gets sent off. Was it for two yellows?
Two yellows,
sent off?
Yeah.
All he did was kind of push someone away.
I didn't see the offences.
He didn't deserve it.
The first one looked like yellow. The second one wasn't.
Second one didn't look like a
yellow. First one was dreadful.
Yeah.
It was a dreadful challenge. Yeah, 2 feet sliding in.
He was unlucky second time.
You know, he he's committed to going for the ball then, probably. I didn't see it. I'm just saying.
No, it was late. Yeah, that's really no chance of getting the ball.
It's the hair.
It's the hair.
It is. Bloody, how embarrassing, though. Although, he just kind of shook his head and looked a bit confused why he'd been sent off. Rather, you know, he's probably there going, he's shaking his head going, what? I don't, why? You can't send me off for that, can you? What? Oh, that's just, oh, come on. Whereas inside he's thinking, oh, how embarrassing. Oh, look at this, 17 months out. Scoring on goal and getting sent off. Everyone's looking at me. Oh, God. I wish I was back at Leeds. Less embarrassing. That's what he's thinking to himself. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, wait, yep, I tell you what, you watch him now, he'll come back strong as ever.
To where? To Real or to Leeds?
No. He'll come back to Leeds. Mind you, looking at his current form, he's bob on for Leeds United, isn't he?
They're good in your back four
he's
with that.
He's the kind
sort
of player we'd love. Home goal, get sent off, sign the fella up.
Stupid air.
Right, Snoop Dogg's Just in Signs play next.
First was Tony Blackburn, Noel Edmonds, he was next. If BLT could see us now, his face would look perplexed. We upset other DJs, cause Moyles can't behave. We bet that Noel Edmonds is turning in his radio grave.
Especially for Fergus, who's driving home, the next song is just for you.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Good morning.
National Radio.
Just realise you've got your gigs on, haven't you?
Yeah. Busy weekend.
What?
No, sorry, you mean my glasses.
Yeah, you divvy.
Sorry.
I thought you meant what Dave thought. Hey?
Excuse me.
I've got my glasses on, yes. Couldn't be asked to put my contact lenses in.
Gigging with midweek as well.
Yeah.
Dave, who often doesn't go out midweek because it's a school night, but when it comes to money, yeah, not a problem. Somebody who was on stage, midnight, yeah. Where, Inverness? Yeah, I can do that.
Very professional.
What are you gigging this weekend?
Lincoln University tonight.
Wicked.
And we're in Derry, Londonderry,
are
tomorrow
you?
Night.
Stroke City?
Yep.
Wow. Where?
At the Gallery.
Is it a discotheque?
I believe so.
Wow, brilliant.
Be good.
Derry should be good.
Mm.
Londonderry, Derry.
When we were there last time, it was a fantastic place.
Yeah. You're not staying in the same hotel, are you?
No, staying in a different one.
Thank God for that.
Wasn't that being shut, though, and made into flats?
No, they were using it to do the film of Fawlty Towers.
I love that place,
actually,
though.
To be fair, you know, what the hotel lacked, it made up for with the staff who were superb. They did look after us, though, didn't they?
Yeah, but apart from the fact that I got a rollicking when I was in there.
Why?
Because of your birthday.
Why?
Because the guy who was running the bar, I was in charge of the hotel or something, gave me a telling off.
Was that for taking over the tannoy system?
No, I didn't. That wasn't me. It was for, because you had your party somewhere else.
Yes.
And he went, is it worthwhile keeping the bar open tonight? I said, I don't know. I don't know what the story is. Really? Do you not? No. Well, I've heard that Dave's having a birthday party. So if there's no one going to be here, I went, man, I don't know what people are doing.
It was the hardest ticket in town, wasn't it?
He's not very popular, Dave. This place might be heaving.
Not very popular. Faithless were there.
They had nowhere else to go. Not even Mike Skinner turned up.
Maxi Priest was dancing by the buffet.
It's not Maxi Priest. It's Maxi Pad, his name is.
Sister Bliss was on the volant. It was rocking.
You didn't even meet Sister Bliss.
That's not the point. They were still there.
She came up to me and she went, happy birthday, Chris. I said, it's not mine, it's Dave's.
That's just daft, because my face was all over the flyers. Flyers. Proper invites.
Found some photos of that night, only this week.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was good, that.
There must have been something wrong with my camera, because one eye of yours is going one way, one's going the other way. Anyway, right, it's 10 to 8. Time to go away some tickets. Time to give away some tickets. Enough already. Turn into a stereotypical Jewish person from a BBC sitcom. Oy vey. Football? Anyway.
Onward.
And upward. It's Newcastle United, Man City on Saturday in the Barclays Premiership.
Good game, that.
It'll be a good game. Good game. Man City obviously looking for a win. to boost their morale. Newcastle obviously looking for a second win. I think it'll be quite a tough game, actually.
I do. Stuart Pearce will have City up for this one, won't he?
Yeah. And Graeme Souness will also be there at St James' Park. Right.
Let's call somebody. Can I say when?
Hang on, then.
That one.
This one that I'm on now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do they have to answer the phone with? Fishing the dishy when the boat comes in.
If you want to, yeah.
There you go.
Whatever.
Fishing the dishy when the boat comes in. You can have your tickets.
Fishing the dishy when the boat comes in.
Hey! More regional stereotypes.
Is that Phil?
It is.
Hiya, Phil. How are you doing?
Sound.
You're going to the game on Saturday?
Excellent stuff.
Oh, yes.
Bring it on. Come on, the tune.
Where do you live?
World's End, Newcastle.
Oh, right, well, obviously, I thought I'd hope it'd be Newcastle.
Who will you take, Phil?
Who are you going to bring?
Hopefully my dad, if he'll come.
Oh, bless him. What's your dad's name?
Joseph.
And is he part of the reason why you're a Newcastle United fan?
Nah, because I don't think he gives a stuff.
Right, OK, fair enough, brilliant. What was your first game?
The first game I went to, Chelsea, about 4 seasons ago.
Yeah, OK. That's right enough time about my first game, isn't it? Alright, well listen, good luck. You are going on Saturday to watch your beloved Newcastle United at St James Park. Hopefully for you, stuff Man City.
Excellent stuff.
Good luck.
Champion, cheers, buddy.
No worries, have a good weekend, pal.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
There you go, good luck. Oh, I love that. I love the Newcastle accent. I love it. I love it. I think it, I just really like it. Some accents, no offence, Rach, just, you know, you make them
sound
stupid. But I love the Newcastle accent. On blokes read, I think it's dead funny. And on women, I think it's quite sexy. Apart from, I mean, don't get me wrong. Not
sometimes
like,
it's not.
Like big fat orca women, not them, but you know what I mean, generally speaking.
Good looking one.
Yeah. And obviously because I'm not from that area. You know, then you can, you know, I enjoy the Mackham's accent as well, which, let's be honest, sorry, Mackham's and Geordies, but to us, it's all sound exactly the same. Like people from Australia and people from New Zealand, it's all the same to us. You know what I mean? It's like speaking to anybody, any Cockney, right? Anybody north of Watford, where everybody sounds the same. Glasgow, Kidderminster, Leeds, Newcastle. Are you all northern, aren't it? I mean, anyway.
That's everyone dealt with, isn't it?
Pretty much. No, we haven't said anything about the Welsh.
Till after 8.
No. Well, Alex will be in later, yeah.
So well done, Phil. Enjoy the football. Have fun. Lovely, lovely. Great. Thank you. Lovely. 7:54. This is the new one from Feeder. I love that. Slightly remixed. But they're going to release it as a single because they never released it originally, did they? Do your things just on the album. But Radio 1 played it because it's great. Are we all happy now, are we?
Yeah, my headphones broke.
Your headphones... Do you remember when we were in the studio? You used to break a pair of headphones every week.
I know, it's got a weird-shaped head or something.
Okay. Well...
There, that's it,
It's big. Why is the reason you keep breaking the headphones?
Just because I've got a weird-shaped head.
You've got an egg for a head!
I think, whereas other people have the hair to cushion the blow, I don't.
Egg!
Goes straight to scalp.
Egg, head.
I think that's what it is.
That's why. Because you have an egg for the head.
See, I can hear you. They're just not on properly.
Egg. Can you hear that? Can you hear this now? Egg, head.
Nope.
You have an egg for a head.
I can hear that now.
Right, okay, gonna move on because the news is late. Between 8:39, you'll hear the results of an interview that Alad did earlier on this week. Here's a little tease for you.
Why do you think you two never got it on? Well, I believe he's very good friends with George from Rainbow. Are you worried at all? Are you thinking he's not your way inclined or anything?
Mm. Who was that interview with? 81199 on the text, and you'll hear it in just over half an hour's time. Golden Touch. Oh, Miss Dynamite's new single. Yay!
Pulse rock.
We'll do that after we get some news of sport with Dominic and Carrie. 3 minutes past 8.
Huge traffic jams. There's more than a million.
And this last Wawrinka.
It's the last outing for yesterday's weather this week. Gravesend was lovely, 23 degrees, and it's not bad for the 22nd of September.
Yes!
It's always nice in Falmouth. Yesterday was no exception, 10.3 hours of sunshine there. Enjoy today's weather and find out what it was like on Sunday by tuning in on Monday and listening to yesterday's weather. Yesterday's weather. Exactly 7 minutes past eight.
So I asked for you to text in, see who Alan is interviewing. Luke says it's an interview with Colin and Edith. No, it's not. It's not an interview with Colin and Edith.
Why do you think you two never got it on? Well, I believe he's very good friends with George from Rainbow. Are you worried at all? Are you thinking he's not your Wayne Klein or anything?
Who's Wayne Klein?
Is it Scott Mills? No, it's not. Is it Comedy Dave? Is it Sooty? Oh, that'd make for a brilliant interview, that, wouldn't it? So, Sooty, tell us how you first met Sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fascinating.
You laughed, but we interviewed him on a telly show.
Darren Day? Is it Dominic and his wig, says Archie and Cole?
Don't have a wig, Archie.
Is it Bungle? Is it Prince Charles? Is it Bored Dominic? Is it Egghead? I'm trying to get past loads of these. Is it Danny off of Babe Station? That's your mate, by the way.
Well, so you say mate.
Yeah.
Hi, Dominic. It's Danny here. Hello. Really pleased that you recognise me, baby.
Recognise
you. At least you know you've been watching Babe Station. Mm. Anyway, do you want to meet up sometime?
Nope. You sure? I thought you were famous. I didn't recognise what you do for a living.
Yes, you did. You recognised her.
I didn't.
You did.
So did you, though. Straight off.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
No messing.
Put my hands up.
Press a button.
Yeah.
Hi, Dominic. It's Danny here.
Hi, Danny.
I don't know why she's putting on that ridiculous voice.
Transatlantic.
That's meant to be a sexy voice. Good Lord.
Really pleased that you recognise me, baby.
You recognise me, baby.
Hello, baby.
Probably from Croydon or somewhere, isn't she?
At least you know you've been watching Babe Station.
There you go. Oh, this is my favourite bit, that's my favourite bit.
Anyway, do you want to meet up sometime?
Time.
Baby. No.
Apparently you were, they were talking about you last night on Babe Station.
Were they?
Yeah. I didn't see it. Well, you know what? Ring Grey Head, Illa Sky Plus it.
He has on Series Link.
Does he? Yeah, that's nice.
But yeah, they were talking about you last night. But I didn't. So if anyone saw it, text in. And let's be honest, with some of our audience, you know, they're probably watching.
Yeah.
So text in if you can.
Baby.
Oh, baby.
Hi, Dominic. It's Danny here.
Anyway, is it Zig and Zag? Is it Longman? Blah, 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 blah. If only a few people got it right. Claire in Falkirk, you got it right. And Claire in Aberdeenshire, you got it right. If you called Claire, you seem to have got it right. Earlier on this week, Al had interviewed.
Why do you think you two never got it on? I believe he's very good friends with George from Rainbow. Are you worried at all? Are you thinking he's not your Wayne Klein or anything?
Who's Wayne Klein?
Uh-huh. Hong Kong Phooey!
No,
oh, idiot.
No. There you go. One more time. Scott Mills, of course.
Oh.
Only joking.
Hello, this is Miss Piggy. And whenever I'm in the US, I listen to The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, also into Wales. In Cardiff, Glasgow, Belfast, Leeds, and in the Yorkshire Dales. But now we're also on the air across the USA. So put down your hot dogs and your guns and shout hip hip hooray.
Alan meets Miss Piggy.
Hi-ya!
In about half an hour's time.
Show, now live across America, National Radio 1.
Couple of text messages coming in. Why is Dom too ashamed to admit that he'd really love something Danny from Babe Station?
What's the something?
I'm not reading it out, Dave. Otherwise, you will be joining the moan. He just admitted to me that...
here he comes, that he doesn't watch the channel. He doesn't watch
what,
it.
Never, ever.
Is that true or not?
I didn't hear what you
is
said.
Is that true or not? You've got to say yes or no.
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 Or yes.
Well, I said, you said, and you said that's not true.
That's right.
Okay, so in other words, he does watch the channel.
I don't.
I got it wrong. I just said you never, ever watch it.
I'm sure it's a good channel, but I haven't seen it.
Right.
Ever.
Bye-bye, then. Oh, I've got to go do the news, then.
Ever.
Right. Anyway, so there you go. Beautiful. So, Miss Piggy and Aled, it's a meeting of minds.
I bet.
And you will hear the results of that interview between 8:30 and 9. There you go.
I love that.
This is what you want to hear first thing in the morning. Do you know, Miss Piggy, don't take this the wrong way, Rach.
I know what you're going to say.
But there are similarities.
Shut up.
But no, there are similarities. And I'm not, you know, it's not the pig thing and it's not the blonde hair, but it's the attitude.
She's my role model.
Yeah. You could make that noise easily.
Probably, yeah.
What? Do you know what's really strange?
Is that they are alike.
And that you'll hear this. Mm. I said that in the interview.
Really?
Just this bit, when she took control of the interview, and it was no longer my interview, I said, you remind me of Rachel, our producer.
Imagine that Miss Piggy, but with a sort of slightly Midlands whine.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
And a pair of headphones.
And less piggy-like.
In a Kaiser Thank Chief you. T-shirt. Mm. Yeah, and less piggy-like.
Yeah.
And, I don't know how to take that.
Well, I should think you should take it in the way that it's meant to be taken.
Yes,
it's a
compliment.
Will.
No, it's not. No.
No.
No. It's no. It's no, but only in the way that, you know how Miss Piggy goes on like this and then gets really badly. Like that. Rachel does that.
You're saying I sound manly?
No, but you know what I mean. When you go
it's
abort,
your attitude. You're abort. A beautiful woman, but you've had the same kind of attitude, perhaps.
As
maybe.
Your boyfriend. No, no. But no. Oh,
it's
no,
a good thing, Rachel.
Rachel, you're not like her because you have your Kermit.
Let me just compare. Let me get a clip of... right, this is a clip of Miss Piggy. And this is a clip of Rachel. They're identical.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got a laugh, haven't you?
That's one of my favourite quotes of the morning, Rachel. You have your Kermit.
It's just open to men.
What is?
Oh, if I have to have a nibble. I didn't say it, he played...
What?
What's just open for men?
Dave thought... It's just open to men. Dave thought I was saying that then.
Close your eyes, Dave.
Okay,
and now we'll see. Is this
a game
is
of,
this
of
live?
Real or on tape?
Are you ready? Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Ah, that's on tape.
Rachel just karate chopped him. Right, close your eyes then, okay? You ready? Closing, tell me, is this live or is this on tape?
Well, I could just have Dave's end.
That's on tape.
It's my fault.
What? Rachel, I'm sorry. You're fired.
Here you go. Anyway, so a good interview. Did you get a photo of you and Miss Piggy?
I did. It'll
did
be,
you?
It'll be online in
Brilliant.
About 10 minutes' time.
I'm opening my eyes now.
Yeah, you can. And I'll keep it closed.
You've got to do the rest of the show.
It was strange. She has beautiful eyes. And there was a little bit in the interview which I did take out where I'd lost it completely.
Well, hang on. Well, just one moment. Is Miss Piggy... No, really? You in the turn because of Miss Piggy?
No, I wouldn't
really?
Go that far. But her eyes
is she,
are gorgeous.
Is she making you rethink your life and
she
your lifestyle?
Eyes. No, she has blue eyes like I do.
Lifestyle? I don't know. I don't know what the polite way to say
lifestyle
is. It is, you know, it's a choice, isn't it? It's like being a vegetarian or not.
Of course it is.
That's how I thought it worked.
Pigs or not?
Yeah.
Well, indeed.
You know, girls at school didn't fancy it. Why not give the other side a go? That's what I thought it was.
Oh, good morning, kids.
Oh. Hey, speaking, by the way, kind of your boyfriend, Rach, are you aware that on the chrismoyles.net...
No.
That in the message board, chrismoyles.net, by the way, is run by a guy called Chris, who's, well, used to be a fan of the show. We met him once, he didn't seem particularly interested in meeting us.
We met him in Birmingham, didn't we?
Yeah. And, morning, Chris. And he set this kind of fan site up years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something. ChrisMoyles.net it is. And on the message board is... Now, I've got to be honest, Aladdin moan now, but just a bunch of geeks who send little messages to each other.
I would say hardcore fans of the show.
Yeah, but some of them are so hardcore, they don't actually have a good word to say about the show. All they do is slag it off.
Do you know
it's
how...
not as good as it used to be. oh, this, that, and the other. Blah, blah. They haven't rewritten any new jingles for a while. All that crap.
It's because they love the show and want it to be perfect.
There's one person in particular who's just really negative, and I won't name them because.
Oh, show it to me. I'd love to see.
That one there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now I won't name them because they'd love it.
Yeah.
Go on then. So what were you saying?
Okay, so the message board, the thread, I believe they're called now. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Rachel's boyfriend. Okay.
Right.
Now, are you aware of this?
No.
Right. You won't like this, but I'm gonna because you've got it. Now, find it funny if you can.
It's not bad.
Right. There's a photo of all of you lot from the Great North Room when you're all sitting in the pub the night before drinking Guinness and red wine.
It was isotonic sports beer.
Of course. Mally. He looks like a slightly chubbier, tanned Colin Murray, right?
What?
No, hang on.
What?
No, hang on.
What? No, he does not.
Release the hounds.
No, he does not.
Right.
He does not.
Oh, okay,
no. Like Colin Murray.
It's one photo. Bear in mind, they've seen one photo. You've seen the guy naked. This is one person seen one
Colin
photo.
Colin Murray.
No, not Colin Murray. All right, anyway, so... so it looks like a slightly chubby Tanner version. And then someone says, he looks a bit like JK, actually. Some quality pictures on the mini site, blah, blah. And then it says, Greyhead's new missus looks half his age. That's because she is. Anyway, don't go there. The guy's having a midlife crisis, for God's sake. Going out with a girl half his age, he's become a vegetarian, he's running races. Seriously. As soon as she dumps him, the better. We can have him back. Right, so then that's that.
Oh, morning, Kate.
That's a horrible thing to say.
It is a horrible, by the way. It is a horrible thing to say, but we do miss Will.
My funniest current Will story is still the fact that he told everyone he did the Great North in 2 hours, 25 minutes, even though there's photo evidence of him coming through the line with the most enormous digital clock, saying 2 hours, 40 above his head.
Great.
Brilliant.
Then someone's gone, I thought Miles and Dave were just taking the mick when they said that he looks like Rui Costa, and they put a picture of Rui Costa underneath the picture of Mally. And it's actually, bar the little goatee beard, which Rui Costa's now, it's quite uncanny.
It is.
It's him. I'm telling you.
That's a compliment, though. Rui Costa's a good-looking man.
Someone else, then it says, I think he looks more like Dave Grohl, and then it says... Now, here's the one. This is...
Are we really having this conversation?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
At peak time.
Because this is what you've got to hear, right? The funny thing is that you just know it's going nowhere.
Oh.
Right?
Says
one of the best of
all,
right? It's more of a trendy let-me-get-where-I'm-going relationship than anything else.
How rude.
Watch this space and tell me that Flame was right. Now, I may as well say it now.
It makes me laugh that these discussions are being had by people who are totally socially inadequate, who actually don't have any dealings with real people and do all their conversations on the net.
And now, they can tell all this from just one picture.
One picture. And I think it's fair to say as well, in you and Mally's defence, is that Flame, the person who writes this, is a bit of an arse.
And he's called Flame.
Hmm.
Well, Flame, you can flame off.
He or she. It could be a girl. I don't know. It could be a gay man. I don't know who he is.
To be fair, I'm not sure they posted this to be on National Radio 1.
Then someone says, why did you say that? Do you not believe in true love? And then someone's followed up with, he looks like Animal off Takeshi's Castle. Right? Or whatever it's called.
Again, probably a compliment.
And then just this goes on for like two pages. And this is my favourite one. They do make a strange couple. Do you think he's with her because she's semi-famous? I love that. I love that. He's sitting in the pub with his mates going, I might go out with her, you know, because she's famous.
She's the one that says, call now for car park catchphrase. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
we don't have to park in any NCP throughout the length and breadth of the UK.
Oh, that's very, very amusing.
It just goes on and on and on and on. I find it very funny.
Don't worry about it, Rachel.
To put the record straight, my relationship is very nice, thank you very much. It's so Flame can go and sort himself out or herself.
It's only because they know that Sophie's only with me because I'm rich and famous. That's, you know, so they're thinking that everybody on the team
obviously
is the
Mally's
same
with me because I'm semi-famous.
Yeah, the only reason that Dave married Emma is because she said she was pregnant and they said no, she just had stomach cramps.
Don't worry about these dysfunctionals, honestly.
So anyway, I can speak for Rachel. Rachel, I'm sure when I say that their relationship is fine, everything is tickety and indeed boo.
And I will regularly update Moyles.net, you know,
Chris
just
Moyles
in case. If we ever have an argument or anything, you know, I'll just let you know. But at the moment,
if you
it's very nice, thank you very
If you
much.
Want to join in, by the way, the discussion, go to www.chrismoyles.net, go to the top bits.
Bottom right.
What?
Bottom right, there's a icon there for the message boards.
Oh, is there? Yeah. And go to General. Click on General, and then it's Rachel's boyfriend. It's been viewed, that message board, 911 times. So let's just see.
I'm going to reply with, she's found her Kermit.
Because you know he replies. He does. Me? Alad, actually,
yeah,
you...
I've got a... I type on there. I say hello occasionally.
Yeah, but you're one of them, though, aren't you?
One of what?
You know, the people who
socially
like...
inept or something, wasn't it?
Well, the sort of people that like to communicate via websites.
Listen, we're all interacting
with
now.
Webcams.
It's not that kind of site, though, trust me.
It's really not.
It's really not that kind of site. Anyway, Rachel's boyfriend, chrismoyles.net. Have a look and join in the discussion that... It's like EastEnders. Everyone's talking about it.
Calm down, Rachel.
That's so funny.
They're entitled to their opinion.
Hey, wait till I see a picture of your girlfriend, Alad. No one will believe that relationship either.
Just because you're semi-famous. Semi-something.
You know, we're talking about the chrismoyles.net, right? Just a minute ago, obviously, listening. And the person who made those horrible comments about Rachel's relationship is known on the message board as Flame, right? Flame off is the new phrase which Rachel's coined. But Longman has just texted me saying that apparently Flame turns off his radio every time that Longman's on because Flame hates Longman. And Longman said, I cried when I read that.
Oh.
Sad, isn't it?
Aww. Morning, Longman.
See, and
morning,
people Longman. People said I'm a nasty piece of work and the hurt and destruction that this Flame character is causing.
Longman's a very sensitive fella as
very
well.
Sensitive, you know. Still, he's also got a very successful business. He's on national radio a lot, and therefore gets laid. Flame, what have you got?
Not anymore, because he's in a serious relationship with a beautiful lady.
Well, yeah, obviously, that's what I meant.
Well, I could just have Dave's end.
Yeah, you could.
Whoa.
If you wanted to. There you go. Right, move on then. ChrisMoyles.net, go to the message boards, go to General, go to Rachel's boyfriend and join in the fun. I think they need some port, you know, some love for that relationship on there, yeah? Any women who want to have a look at the site, if you'd have a go with Rachel's boyfriend, why don't you back Rachel by saying I'd have a go with him? No, because then that's a compliment to you, isn't it?
Is Mally listening, Rachel, you think?
He never listens.
No.
Is he?
He's not up at this time.
She lies about what she does.
Colin and Edith is his breakfast show.
Mally thinks that Rachel works on a news agent. She's too embarrassed to tell him what she does. Anyway, right. Body Rock is coming up in a second. I bet you can't wait for that. It's just gone 8:33.
South of the UK. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. Some Angel of the North news on one road travel this morning. On the A1 in Tyne and Wear, there's a 50-mile-per-hour speed limit. Both ways at the Bowes Incline. That's the Angel of the North Junction in Birtley. They're doing a bit of resurfacing work there. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. Just gone 8:37 now.
I need Alad to come in. I'm registering Rachel as a message board user so she can reply back.
How'd you do that?
I'm kind of trying
I don't want
now.
To interact with those geeks, thank no, you sure. very much. And can we just put the record straight? No, my boyfriend is not named after Aled's dog. It's just a coincidence. Actually not his name.
I've done all that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've put that in and just none of that.
Ignore that. Yeah. Ignore that.
Just any of them?
No.
All fine?
No, all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, done.
Okay, what, should we put a signature in for her?
No, she doesn't need one.
Really?
No, not at this point. We can add that later.
The real...
You're like a real IT person.
Mm.
How about that? The real Miss Piggy.
Interesting.
No, I won't do that.
Hiya.
That's hiya. It. Go with that. Hiya. But we'll type it like that so okay. No one gets it.
Okay, fine.
There you go.
Hiya.
And then what? Submit that?
Submit that.
Okay, lovely. There you go. And now Rachel will be able to send abusive, you know, in your own leisure time.
Lay off.
Too busy to do that rubbish.
Okay. But you do this, don't you? You log on, don't you, Alad?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Hello. Actually, we don't use cart machines anymore. We use a state-of-the-art digital payout system, which is devised in Germany by the company and the BBC.
Oh.
Really? Okay, that's interesting.
What's happened?
Is someone online?
There's many people online.
It was a geek fest.
Has it thrown up a problem?
There you go. How about that? Okay. Are you in? I'll go through all that again.
Let's do it.
I'll do this.
You do it for me.
Are you in as Rachel then, as it were?
No. because obviously, as with everything else, sorry, I'm miles away. I'm losing the plot. I'm so excited over Rachel's boyfriend and their relationship being good. I don't know what the hell's going on. I need to move on and talk about something else. Radio 1. I'm gonna take this moment, make it last forever. Oh, by the way, Will Young, you know, we're meant to go for lunch yesterday and he cried
because
he was ill. Mm. He said he's got an ear infection or something like that. Yeah, whatever. Radio 1. I'm gonna take this moment, make it last forever. I think I better leave right now. Come on, Carrie, before I fall any deeper. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby, bite my wire.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Doors reference. The movie. All the time. Game, or you're not though, are you, Will? I said it. Did you put this together, Alan?
No, Ant.
Oh, that's very nice. Failed sending. Didn't work, Alan. Trying to log himself in as a real Will Young. He's on the show on Monday. He's going to be bringing in his new single. Now, Rachel and I and Alan have heard it. You haven't heard it, have you?
Nope.
I really, really, really like it.
I want to hear it on the air.
Really good. I listened to it again at home yesterday. It's just, you just don't expect it, do you, Rachel? No, I don't mean the fact that it's good. You don't expect it.
It's a change in musical direction.
Mind you, I can say anything I want about Will. He's got an ear infection. He'll be able to hear me.
True story,
you know
yeah.
I mean? If you would like to ask William a question, and, you know, don't be rude. I do like Will. He's a good lad, and he's always up for a laugh. If you'd like to ask William a question for Monday's show, text us now, 81199. Start your message with the word young, you see.
Nice.
It goes into our little special subfolder.
Young.
Put your question, your name and where you're from, and send that to 81199. I'm Will Young. Hi, I've got a brother called Rupert. Ha-ho. Start your message with the word young, your question, your name, where you're from, 81199, and we will ask Will Young when he comes into the show on Monday. That's if he does come in now, obviously.
I can't come in, I've got an ear infection.
So when are you going to go for lunch?
Oh, yeah, it didn't bother saying, look, I'll tell you what, we'll do it next week. It was just like, no, can't do it. I think he's just using me, you know. Do you know, I'm starting to think that our relationship is... He's only going out with me because I'm semi-famous. Mm. There's so many things I like about you. Katie Johnson and Suddenly I See. So then, Alan, tell me.
Right.
Dominic obviously normally gets the big star guests.
Yes.
But we thought for once we'd let you interview a proper celebrity.
Yes.
And that happened one day this week.
Well, you knew I'd give her the respect that she deserved.
Absolutely.
And we met, and it was quite a special moment, although she's quite fierce, she's quite dominating. She did take over the interview quite early on.
This is Miss Piggy we're talking about.
It's true. But, you know, she's quite a showbiz character. She's quite big in the world of showbiz. And
well, she
so
is.
I decided that...
She knows many stars.
She does.
You're very lucky to interview her.
I felt lucky.
No, Dominic was beside himself.
Really?
Yeah, he turned around and said, you look like Dominic Byrne. And I am.
And where did you do the interview?
We actually did it in Newsbeat.
Yeah.
Just to rub it in.
We did the interview last Monday when the whole TV ad was happening, so all the studios were taken up, side comment. So we went upstairs to Newsbeat and did it there. And we had a crowd of Newsbeat people.
I bet you did.
Watching us through the glass.
Proper celebrity.
I know.
Well, I hope you were respectful and didn't do any of your rude Allard questions.
Would I ever?
I don't know. You might do. Shall we have a listen then?
Yep.
Hear what happened when Allard met Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy, hello and welcome to Radio 1.
Hello!
Gonna come in with a quite harsh question, first of all. How old are you? Because you look amazing.
That is a harsh question.
It is,
and
is
you're
it?
About to get a harsh slap
really?
In the face.
Okay, next question. I think that you're quite a beautiful person. You like Kermit. Why has he never gone for you?
What do you mean?
Why do you think that you two never got it on? I believe he's very good friends with George from Rainbow. Are you worried at all? Are you thinking he's not your way inclined or anything?
No, I have no idea who George is.
Oh, he's this character on a children's program here in Britain.
Oh, yes.
George,
see,
he's friends with Zippy.
I don't watch the kids' shows.
You do not?
No. I watch things like Coronation Street and
EastEnders.
EastEnders.
Yes. You talked to me at the beginning about how you can be quite a dangerous woman if you need to be. Are you a woman?
Okay. I can be very dangerous right now,
okay,
too, if you'd like me to.
Can you show me some?
Can I show you some?
Yeah. Wow, that's impressive. You remind me of Rachel, the producer of our show, you know.
You know, this is impressive.
Really?
Most of the time when I karate chop someone, they keel over.
Do you have anger management problems? Do you feel?
No, I have no anger management problems. What makes me angry?
Yeah. Don't pick on me.
When Kuni doesn't wash the dishes.
Oh, really?
He doesn't wash the dishes after I have cooked him a meal. I have slaved over the stove.
Do you two have pets? Any dogs or cats?
I have a little doggy.
You have a dog?
Yes, his name is Fufu.
Fufu?
Yes,
what kind of
poodle.
That's quite sweet. Let me run you by some of the Radio 1 DJs that we have here, okay?
Okay.
This is Comedy Dave. What do you think of him? Do you think you'd go for Comedy Dave in the front?
No.
Okay.
He has kind of a high hairline there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Colin Murray, bit of a sex god on the station. How do you feel about him?
Yeah. No. I don't really like his eyebrows.
Okay. Ah, now, Chris Moyles.
He looks very manly.
Mm. He is.
Yes.
He's a bear.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big guy, big hairy guy. Do you go in for that?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Not really.
How about any celebrity friends?
Those are my only friends.
Really?
Yes.
Muppets.
No. Celebrities.
Oh, okay. Such as.
I really don't have any friends who aren't celebrities. While I've been here, I've visited with Madonna and Guy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Sooty and Sweet.
They had me. No.
They
must not be celebrities now.
Ed the Duck. Do you know Ed the Duck?
I have no idea who that is.
You two should meet. I think you'd get
you
on.
Think?
If ever it didn't work out between you and Kermit, maybe because he was friends with George, I don't know.
Well, once they become famous, okay. Then maybe...
Miss Piggy, it was lovely meeting
you. Yes, Alan.
So enjoy UK, and the next time you're out with Madonna and Guy, say hi from me.
Yeah, I will, Alan.
Did Miss Piggy call you Alan?
Yes.
Brilliant. Absolutely.
All the way through.
Priceless.
Good work,
well,
Alan.
Well done, Alan.
Thank you.
The photo is now up at the website of Miss Piggy meeting Alan. It's not really when Alan met Miss Piggy. Obviously, it's more when Miss Piggy met you.
I think so.
So have a look at Radio 1 online. Miss Piggy, by the way, for those of you who don't realise, the one on the left.
She take my money.
8:53.
Well, I'm in need.
On Radio 1.
Yes, it's a trifling.
Yeah, came with Wes, Tim Fox, Gold Digger, Baby Baby. Let's run out, so I just started again.
I was wondering what's going on.
She ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Great gig the other night.
Was this the highlight for you?
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
I don't know. Brushing past Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank was quite fun. Actually, me and Sophie and Billy, the security guard, were getting down to this.
You were hanging, were you?
You were
hanging.
I wondered why Beyonce was looking at me funny. You can still see the video of the gig online at Radio 1. Online! It's only up for about a week before it disappears forever, and then I'll be out on DVD at some point. But if you want to go see, if you want to see the video, rather, go to the website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Even if you're not a Kanye West fan, but you like this track, honestly... With us, shit. Check it out and have a look because it is very good. Gold Digger. Oh, yeah. And before that, Alan and Miss Piggy having a chat. It's a very strange show today.
Good photos of the two of you on there.
I like them. We're a good couple, I think.
Good couple, I think.
I'll talk to Kermit. It's nice.
how surreal. Lamppost. Right, see this link, Dave. You ready?
Yeah.
How do you get to today's track from yesterday's The Brilliant Loser from Beck?
Beck is also the surname of former Middlesbrough striker Mikel Beck, who's Danish. Danish is a word you'd associate with pastries. Pastries are made by a baker. Baker, first name Cheryl, launched her career with Bucks Fizz and used to present Record Breakers with Chris Akabusi and the late Roy Castle. The plural of castle is castles, as in Castles in the Sky, which was a top three hit in 2001 for Ian Van Dahl. If you remove the Van part of Van Dahl, you're left simply with Dahl, which is the surname of actress Sophie Dahl, who's done films and adverts and stuff, and was once a guest on An Audience with Elton John. Elton John's real name is Reginald Dwight. Dwight York is from Tobago and has a son, Harvey, with model Katie Price. Katie Price is now married to Peter Andre. Peter Andre shares one name in common with Outkast singer bloke Andre Benjamin, who stars in the new heavily panned Guy Ritchie film Revolver. A revolver is a type of gun that might be used by a gang of baddies in a hostage situation, and if you were being held hostage somewhere, you'd be hoping that the SAS would arrive, or that the police negotiators would persuade the baddies to set you free, which links us to this morning's Teeter Sing track. Cleverly, it is Entrance and Set You Free.
See? That's a bit Miss Piggy like at the beginning.
It is a little bit.
Right, here we go. Nice and loud. Lovely, lovely. Beautiful. Very nice.
Class.
Seen us, like Dave?
Yeah.
Beautiful, great. No mistakes, nothing?
No, don't
right,
think so.
Let's just enjoy Treasure and then, shall we? So have we ruined that chrismoyles.net message board then now?
At the moment we have, yes, although I'm sure some law and order will come in soon and they'll chuck all the newbies off.
The newbies?
That's what they're called.
Is it?
Yeah.
Newbies?
Really? Yeah. Everyone's signing up now thinking that we're reading them or something stupid, so.
Well, we've just been looking at them.
Oh, we are, actually.
I'm not going to read it anymore, though. Hey. Done now. Done.
Hello.
Move on.
My name is Alec. There you go.
Have you sent one in?
No.
Why don't you just finish it? Why don't you just log in and just go...
Shut up!
That'll do.
Okay.
How would you spell that?
I'll tell you what I'll do.
S-H-A-D.
Hang on.
W-U-P.
Six pages of Rachel's boyfriend now. Hang on. Reply.
It all over!
Shut up.
Just let the chrismoyles.net message board people just go back to their little lives. And all the new people, you just go away. The irony is, what happens is you get all these people on this message board thing on the internet, and then you've got new people coming in and going, you're a load of geeks. Actually, surely you're a geek if you've gone on to have a look.
Exactly.
If you do this regularly, then you're not a geek because you kind of, you regularly contribute and it makes sense, like watching, you know. But if you're just jumping in, especially whoever Flame Off is, they're the geek. They're the real geek, Alan.
I agree, like we do. There you go, done. Sending it.
Lovely. All over, that's it, thank you. Anybody who texts after Alan's...
We'll get a slap.
Yeah.
From
is,
me.
Is
Hiya!
Is, yeah, no, they won't. They'd like that.
Oh, failed sending. I think we crushed the site, Chris.
Oh, no, failed sending. Oh, Rachel. It's our time for the show. It's a bit of what Dave's going to say.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It was this time last week I brought in all my records from home.
Was.
Rachel, guess what? Guess what I brought? No, I haven't brought any more. I haven't done it.
That was a much loved one-off, wasn't it?
But I think we should do something, you know, not similar, but, you know, just an excuse to not play the rubbish playlist of songs again. Some of which, by the way, I've had a lot of. I do like it.
I like what we've got coming up in this next half hour.
Let's see.
Two of my favourite current songs.
Well, which ones? Not
Pendulum.
Slam.
Pendulum.
Pendulum's great.
And Express 2.
I want you to choose a year. I want you to choose CD1 or CD2 and then choose a track with a number between 1 and 16. And I want to see if you can, without looking, choose a great song or not.
Okay.
Between 1980 and 2000.
Okay.
Oh, there was a few missing.
1990.
CD1 or CD2?
Okay, we'll go for CD1, track 4.
Maria McKee, show me heaven.
Nice. From Days of Thunder.
Oh.
Dave, do you want to have a go?
Yep.
Okay, and then if it's a good one, we'll play a little bit.
I'm going to go 1991.
91.
And I'm going to go CD2, because that's where all the dancey stuff tended to be.
Right.
I used to put the dancey ones on CD2.
Right.
And the pop stuff on CD1.
What number between 1 and 18?
Number 4.
Mike and the Mechanics, Word of Mouth.
Well, clearly not the dancey things.
Not
actually, no, because they're the best of things, aren't they?
Yeah. There you go. Alan?
Was that 94 you just
that was 91.
91, sorry. 94.
Yeah.
CD1.
Yeah.
Track 11.
Something tells me.
Oh, that'll be rubbish.
Oh, well, was that
the
a middling
one's
one?
Always further down, yeah.
Like China Black or something.
Said three. Can I just say, all of that was real, right? True. Not set up, not a joke. No, absolutely true.
All true.
This is the record that you just chose.
Oh, no.
Dee-dee-da-da-da.
Maybe I should have gone on 3, then. Oh, hang on. Leave a little bit.
What do you sing?
I don't know the words.
Hopefully
starts
not.
With Saturday Night.
I bet you know the moves.
Go.
Saturday night, the air is getting hot.
There you go. I can't listen to it anymore. Not only was it an awful record, but she was ugly.
Do you think?
She's another... Oh, she wasn't cute. She's ugly, man. She's a track between 1 and 18 on the same CD.
3.
Yus and Dur, Nanny Cherry, 7 Seconds.
Hated that record.
Choose another one.
5.
China Black, Searching.
Awful.
Do you remember that classic? Mm. Oh, wow. Do, do, do. Why were they called China Black, Alan?
China White was taken?
No.
No.
One was Chinese, and the other one
was
black.
Yeah, it was as simple as that.
One's Chinese, one's black.
Black. China wow. Black.
They thought black Chinese might not work.
It's a creative meeting.
Kick it! No, I can't listen to that either. Anyway, there you go. Lovely. Beautiful. I'll choose one.
Go on,
M. 1984, CD1, track 6.
And do you know what this is?
No, I don't.
1984, CD1, track 6.
I think this says something about the person that you are. You'll love this one.
Will I?
Yeah, I hate this track, this song. Can I have a listen?
Yeah.
All right.
Giorgio Moroder.
With who?
Phil Oakey.
That's right.
Together in Electric Dreams.
Oh, look at Dominic and Carrie, they haven't... thumbs up next door. Well, not,
they're
you know,
so
they're,
old.
If you know what I mean, obviously. Here comes Dominic.
This is my wife's favourite song of all time.
Is it? Over. This is Bilge. No wonder she doesn't like you too, then.
From the soundtrack of Neverending Story.
She hates Bonnie. Yeah, she loves
this.
This
reminds me of when I was 5.
1, 2, 3, go!
The big dog in the video with huge ears he used to fly with, didn't it?
I've never seen it.
It's a
luck dragon. Oh, it's a dragon.
It's a luck dragon.
Oh, that's a luck dragon. Like a big dog.
And here we go.
You've got your films wrong.
No, I haven't. I think.
And that's where it stops. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Anyway.
1989.
No, I mean, you still did.
Yeah. 1989, CD2, track 8. Good, bad. Or other.
CD2, track 8
from 1989.
I tell you, this might just bring back some horrible memories.
Oh, Kaomo Lambada.
That's right. I hated this song.
And it stuck around forever, didn't
I? I put the kettle on. Would you like to make a cup of tea? I have sugar in mine, do you have it in yours? And I have a bit of milk if you like. They're not actually the words.
No. Awful record.
That's what it is if you translate.
I was just wondering how you spell Lambada.
L-A-M-B-A-D-A.
I want to get along. Would you like a lovely cup of tea?
And also spawned the short-lived dance craze Lambada.
Which was never a dance craze.
No one ever did it.
It was rubbish. I'll choose one more and then we'll move.
Okay.
Rachel's having kittens. With Mally.
My dog.
They all look like the members of the Foo Fighters.
Chris Kamara.
97, yeah, that I joined Radio 1.
Shut up, Dave.
CD 2, track 5. Supergrass, Richard III.
Good record.
Choose one, Alad.
95, CD 1.
No, choose off this 1997, CD 1 or CD 2.
97, CD 1.
What track?
Track 2.
Texas, Say What You Want.
I know.
Dave?
CD 1, track 14.
Louise, Arms Around the World.
Yes.
Play it, play it, play it. No.
What about me?
What about you?
CD 2, track 18.
CD 2, track 18 is Cast and Free Me.
Great record.
So is Arms Around the World by Louise.
In a different way.
Morning, Rednaps, if you're listening. God love them. 1980, Rob DJ's texted, 1986, disc 1, track 9.
The thing is, he'll actually know what that is, though, won't he?
1986, disc 1, track 9. Steve Winwood, Higher Love.
Great record. Can't beat a bit of Stevie Winwood. Ask your parents.
If you'd like to play the game, why not text us, 81199. Tell us what year, what CD, 1 or 2, and a chat number between 1 and 18. And we'll see if you've got good taste in music or not. So last week, we played a load of great records, and you know what? I think we should do it again. You ready, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Go! Vernon Kay will be having kittens now, listening to this.
Dancing around the kitchen with Phoebe in his arms. Yeah.
Tess on the couch drinking again, it's 9:15. Right, some big guitar finish. Come on! Gotta get it re-released. Got to. I need to do something to get my respect back after the whole Peter Andre thing. After the old mysterious grill.
So you do Status Quo instead?
Yeah, damn right.
That's a great idea, by the way. Listen, the mysterious grill. Peter Andre could bring out a George Foreman-style lean, mean cooking product. I'm going to write that down and patent it.
You do that.
In pink.
The mysterious...
Not paint it, you silly cow.
Patent it. It means registering it as a copyright. Idiot.
What colour would you paint it? It's pink.
I patented my ceiling.
Rachel!
The lines are not open for car park catchphrase, so do not call 08700 100 100 because we've had enough of stupid people this week. Thank you.
There you go.
I didn't know what else to say.
Enough said, that's
we're not doing it.
What was that? Could you buy me more Status Quo, please? Certainly, Rachel. Not a problem. Just for you. Take it, boys.
You'd be liking that track, don't you, Dave?
Love this.
You know who also loves this? You'll be amazed.
What, from this show?
Allard.
I know. Great record.
Just get the album.
I'm going to play a track that I like next.
Is it by Pendulum?
No, that was, that's by Slam. Oh, no, it's by Pendulum, sorry, called Slam, isn't it? It's all the same to me, I have no idea. I like the Express 2 track, so I'm going to play that.
So do I, actually.
So do I.
Oh, really? I'm not going to play it then.
Oh.
I'm going to play something else. I know a track that I like that Rachel doesn't like, everybody.
Yeah,
like! Because every time we play it, she's going to write it down and how long we play it for. So Status Quo, get their money. Sing it, Rachel. You're going to sing. Come on, sing,
no.
Sing it.
Go on, go on.
And I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it, I like it,
come on, Alex.
Here we go.
Oh! Brilliant. This record is class.
Sing it, Alan.
Nice and loud. Blast it out.
Here comes the cool air, the light chill of the fall. Give it a little more time. More time.
It's like Louis Armstrong. Kids.
Just like him. Is he the first man on the moon?
That was
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong.
Actually, no, it wasn't, was it?
It was Yuri Gagarin.
It was Yuri Geller was the first man on the moon.
Was it Yuri Gagarin?
No, Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon.
He was a Russian dude.
He was the first British man on the moon, wasn't he?
Who?
No, he was American, wasn't he, Neil Armstrong?
Was he?
Yeah.
He was the first man on the moon.
He was American.
Oh, but wasn't the first man in space.
Ah. Man on the moon was Neil Armstrong.
Have any Brits ever been to the moon?
It was R.E.M.
Man on the moon.
How come they've never been back since?
Who?
Anybody, you know?
1972 was the last time we went, and we're going again in about 10 years' time.
Why?
I don't know.
No, I know they've got a problem with public transport in London, but that's a long wait, isn't it, for the next one?
Mm.
I hope they didn't leave anything up there. You know what I mean?
Imagine.
All the people. Anyway, today's show is very surreal.
Oh, yes.
But still better than Virgin Radio. Yes, indeed. Right, what should we play next, Dave? Gorillaz? It's Dave.
Okay.
And the Foo Fighters as well, after we get final news and support with Dominic and Kerry. It's 9:31.
Gridlock is Americans run...
You do that.
Longman sent us a text saying, could you ask Dominic, do the dogs have to wear Asbo ankle bracelets?
It's a good point, Longman, and it's well made. I'll check it out. And I'll report back on Monday.
All right.
Thank you. We're coming up with more dramatic excuses for not making it into work, apparently. That's according to a new sick day survey.
I've got a great one.
Go on, then.
OK, so you'll be the boss. OK, right. Ready? OK.
Hello?
Hi, Dominic. I can't come into work today.
Why not, Chris?
I'm sick.
How sick are you?
I'm in bed with my...
And apparently their family deaths are one of the excuses given. Car crashes and burglaries. We want to hear from you on your worst excuses as well. Text us 81199 and start your message with the word news.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
But you want excuses for why you don't go to
work? The ones you've used, yeah. But don't use the one that you've just said, like, sick in bed with you. You don't have to use that one.
No.
And Lamar was a double MOBO winner last night. Picked up Best Album and UK Act of the Year. Westwood won Best UK Radio DJ.
Right.
The biggest surprise of the night, though, came from the unsigned British rapper Sway. He managed to beat 50 Cent and The Game for Best Hip Hop Act.
This is a very big surprise. I was actually going to go to the toilet when the rewards was being like, I thought, there's no way. And then I thought, let me see if the artist that wins it trips on the stairs or something. So I stayed, and it ended up being me.
I can't wait to see that on television. He was so excited, he almost went to the toilet. One.
He spent 17 months getting over a thigh injury. Then when Jonathan Woodgate finally made his Real Madrid debut, he had a shocker. An own goal and then sent off. Graham Hunter was watching the match. He's a football journalist out in Spain.
Further proof that the god of football has a dark sense of humour. He's been doing everything like getting fit, learning Spanish. He's just forgotten how to play football. That's the trouble. And a beautiful own goal he scored as well. It's one of the best goals Real Madrid will score all season.
Well, thank goodness for Woodgate that Real beat Athletic Bilbao 3-1. Thierry Henry could be on his way to Barcelona next summer. That's according to The Mirror. The Catalan club's President Juan Laporta has been given the sign because of Henry's refusal to start contract negotiations with the Gunners. Patrick Vieira has been talking about why he left Highbury. Winning the Champions League had something to do with it.
I don't know. I came back from holiday and there was this proposal from Juventus and the club didn't refuse it. When you leave Arsenal, you always want to go somewhere where you think you can win what you don't achieve.
It's the first round of the singles matches in the Davis Cup as Great Britain take on Switzerland. Andy Murray takes on Stanislav Wawrinka. Before that, Alan McKinn faces world number one Roger Federer. It's also Greg Guidetti can be rested to face Federer on the final day. Federer himself's not sure about those tactics.
I am very surprised. I really thought they're going to make Rusevski and Murray play on the first day. Everything changes. I was getting ready for Murray, now I have to play McKinn. But maybe for Stan it's a little bit more difficult because he was getting ready for Rusevski. Now he's got to play Murray, you know, what a contrast.
And the weather quite likely to be wet today for most places, quite warm in the south of the UK. Angel of the North News has dominated on One Road Travel this morning. On the A1 in Tyne and Wear, there's a 50-mile-per-hour speed limit both ways at the Bowes Incline. That's the Angel of the North Junction in Birtley. They're doing a bit of resurfacing work there. It's just gone 9:35.
Hello to any of our listeners in America, whether you're American or not, because I know that a lot of expats out there are now listening. Why is the phrase expats, expats?
Expatriates.
Mm. Really? It's funny, isn't it? Mm. So, obviously, with the terrible hurricane, I almost said with the terrible wind problems they're having over there, but that'd be no worse because of all the hot dogs.
More than that.
But the hurricane and all that. So there'll be people listening to us on Sirius out there. So I hope everything's all right. And get the hell out of there! Thank you.
Wise words. Mm.
Well, I like to help. Do you know what I mean? I should be president of the US. I'd be brilliant.
Do you know, in many ways, I'd vote for you.
Let's be honest, if I ran against George Bush...
I would vote
for you. I've got to have a chance, haven't I?
I would. Mm.
Get the hell out of there! Mr. President, what do you say to people who may be affected by the... Run for your lives! Don't stop! Just get out of there! Mr. President, do you think that will cause a panic? I don't know! Mr. President, can we ask you? No, I'm going. Just in case it comes to Washington, bye-bye. I'm going to Hawaii.
I don't know.
That'd be brilliant. I've watched enough of the West Wing that I could be president.
Mm.
You just walk around having meetings all day. Get to bed late, get up early. That's what I do now. You know what I mean?
It's a bit like BBC middle management.
Well, you know, you say that, but then there's no kind of couple of hours in the afternoon where you just stare out the window bored.
It's coming up.
It's Dave.
The Chris Boyle Show on Radio 1. One day, everybody will listen, and local radio will be a thing of the past.
Foo Fighters on Radio 1 and DOA, which stands for what, Alad?
Dead on arrival.
Correct. Or dull, ordinary Alad.
Never.
There's a possibility. Mm. Right. Who's got the lurgy?
Dom.
It is moi.
Oh, smell that.
No, that was chicken madras from last night.
Dominic has the lurgy. The rules of Tiggs Off Ground, or whatever you want to call it. You need to be on the ground for him to be able to pass on the lurgy. It's also bagged in a butcher's. Whoever gives you the lurgy, you can't give it straight back to them.
That's right.
Now, Dominic currently has the lurgy, given to him by Rachel.
Yep.
Love behind you. Oh, Carrie was just touching the floor.
Carrie's very cocky, actually, at the lurgy game.
But, you know, Carrie's easy, because you just tickle her, so she falls to the floor, and then you go, Tig.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, easy.
No. Get off! No!
Yeah!
Absolutely, it's quite easy.
I love that. Yeah! Hi, I'm a married man and a father.
I've just realised, by the way, if I don't think we've got time, I can do another impression.
Brilliant. Can I do a car park catchphrase? Okay.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Doobie, 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 doobie. No, tell me about your impression.
Right, well, this one actually took me by surprise. I just came out with it, and I thought, whoa, that sounds good.
Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, how are you doing?
It's Friday.
Hooray!
It is Friday.
It is Friday.
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I am just going to stay in, have a quiet night.
That's not what I've heard.
Okay, fine. Namone is having leaving drinks. And are we all... Who's going tonight?
Me.
You going, Rachel?
I can't.
Right, well, I'm going. Dom?
I can't, unfortunately. But I gave her a big hug and kiss and said bye-bye.
So, obviously, you know, don't care about Namone. She spent 5 years at Radio.
She's gone now.
Last... Do you care?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No, I'm going.
You are?
I'm going.
Alad's going.
I hope Alad's chosen some decent callers today.
Yeah.
Have you or not?
Not, no.
Brilliant. All right.
What a numpty.
Right, let's just get on with it then.
Welcome on line one.
Yeah.
It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from? Brilliant.
Mm.
Hey! I've never been there before. Line one, are you there? No, brilliant. Are you there, line two?
Mm.
You can hear him. Hello? Hello? Mm. So we've got no callers?
No.
Right. What's the gag there then?
There's no feature.
Oh, yeah, good point. Right, it's 9:48.
We don't do it on a Friday.
Are you
joking?
Were you joking? Really scared. Was that a big joke? Or...
Honestly, no, I completely lost the plot.
Are you joking?
You had completely forgotten, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, we haven't got any catchphrases.
Where are we going with this?
That's
brilliant.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
That was it.
I could have lied and gone, ha, 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 got you.
That's why I look so worried halfway through. What's the matter? Oh, my, that's brilliant.
Oh, good. Do you know what? I love it because I'm getting bored of car park catchphrases.
No.
Say that.
I miss it on a Friday.
Do you want to hear my impression now?
No.
Actually, let's do car park catchphrases, shall we? Go on then.
Right. I was just sitting next door and we were talking about football with Carrie. I was talking about football with Carrie.
No.
I was.
Right. You're not on.
You know.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
The Ronnie Corbett I do is uncanny, I think many would argue. And this one is amazing, right? Close your eyes. Imagine a footballer, a football manager.
Hello, dear Chris Moyles. I am used to winning football matches, not losing football matches. I manage a team who play in blue, and I wear a big coat.
I know who that is.
Ruined it, then.
Sorry.
Yes, who would you think I am, Aled?
You are the ninja cat in Cats and Dogs.
Give over, you crazy Welsh person.
Is it Jonathan Woodgate?
No.
Do it again, do it again.
Okay. Mm. I am a football manager, right. And I wear a big grey coat. And
what?
A big grey coat. I like a raincoat.
You sound like Boris Yeltsin.
I'm not Boris Yeltsin, David. And
Jan Mulby.
No, I'm not. It's the Liverpool, the Spurs guy.
No.
The Spurs fella.
I am from Portugal. I am Portuguese.
Oh, Rui Costa.
No, my first name is Jose. My surname is Mourinho. Together, I am Jose Mourinho.
Really?
Isn't that good?
No.
I did it next door and I was blown away by myself.
Really?
Oh.
It's amazing you ever leave the house.
Yeah. Of me.
Seriously.
Normally you need to remove a rib to do that.
Oh. Yeah, I was quite pleased with that.
That's brilliant.
You thought it was good, didn't you, Carrie?
No.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, let's play a brand new game. Come on! Get ready, everybody. And now, live from the studios of Radio in London, it's time for Play Your Impressions Right. And here's your host, me.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice.
Oh, good game, good game. Carrie's game. Especially after a few baby sham. After one, she's anybody's. After several, she's everybody's. So let's meet the contestant. Hello, Dominic.
Hello.
Right, and you're a professional newsreader?
Yep.
And you do many impressions, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, brilliant. Now, we just heard your new one.
Yes.
All right, will you put that higher or lower than your Ronnie Corbett impression, with obviously the top being at the top?
I would put Ronnie is always going to be up there and holds a special place. I'd put Jose level pegging.
Really?
Level?
Yeah.
Level with Ronnie.
And what's your best impression? Is this your new one? Best.
I do like it at the moment. I like José Mourinho at the moment.
Right, have you ever actually heard José Mourinho speak?
He is very similar to what I'm saying now. Uncanny.
You make him slightly Indian.
No. No, he from Portugal.
Could you say a sentence and then at the end of it just say, dearie, dearie me?
Yes,
it?
I will try my best for you, Christopher. Okay. Christopher. Hello, I am José Mourinho. I don't lose matches, I more win matches, dearie, dearie me. There you go, you see?
Right.
Not bad, and that's me now.
Yeah.
So it's not on tape.
I've got to say it's crap.
Do you think so?
Yeah. It's not, it's not a patch on your Westwood.
Thanks, baby! Thanks! Oh, hello. Thank you, baby! Chrissy! It's not bad, is it?
It's not good.
As opposed to good, it is bad, really, anyway.
What would you rather have, car park catchphrase or this?
Car park catchphrase any day of the week. Right, 9:53 on Radio 1. Hello, José Mourinho here. Oh, just hanging out with my friend Frank Lampard and John Teddy on Roman's boat. Cracking. See, that's better than yours.
Yes, I don't know if I agree with you.
Guess what I'm doing at the weekend? I'm going to be hanging out with Rob DJ and Longman.
Wow.
I know. Cool. I'll call you later, by the way, Longman. Sorry, I haven't been around the last few days. Oh, seriously, FIFA 2005 on the Xbox. I've been doing really well. You should see the Leeds United lineup now. Top of the championship, right? And we have got some star players.
Is that why you've not been answering your phone calls?
Yeah, Patrick Berger signed for us last night.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's a good signing.
I'll probably drop him when we move up to the championship. David Healy signed as well.
Right.
Yeah, scored in his debut, scored two. It's brilliant.
When you move up to the championship?
And we beat you in the final of the English Cup.
Right.
Sorry about that.
That's fantasy.
Tough game, though. Really tough. It was 0-0 still about 80 minutes. I know.
Mm.
Right, do you have a quick game before we go?
Sure.
You know what we haven't done today, though?
What?
We haven't told everybody that there's a new podcast to download.
Oh, yeah. Alan's very proud of it because he's extended his podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on going to why, but we have extended the podcasts. I like to think we can fit more of Chris into them, so I've made them a bit bigger.
Cheeky get. A lot bigger. Shut up. So is it worth downloading?
Absolutely.
Download it from Radio 1 online. Follow the link to the Chris Moss pages, and the podcast will be on there. It'll be really, just have a look for it. You can listen to it on your computer if you want, or you can download it. Or if you've got iTunes, you can just go to the music store there. It's free. And you can just... what you do is you subscribe.
That's true.
Then automatically, when you go on... But going to your iTunes, it'll automatically every week update it for you.
And we are the number one in the UK.
Yeah, I know.
We are.
And we're like number 14 in Ireland or something. So if you listen in Ireland, can you go to the Irish iTunes, please, and download it as well? Thanks, that's great.
This week,
iTunes.
Charlotte Church is on there. And Dom meets GLC, or as much of it as I was allowed to put in.
Yes, sure. You can't put all that
in,
can you?
Okay, right.
Who wants to start? Do you want to start?
Yeah, go on.
And
then
Rachel, then me.
Yeah,
all right, lovely.
Moira Stewart.
Oh,
rubbish, Rachel.
She fell at the first.
I was trying to think, oh.
Start again.
Oh, sorry.
With Alex.
Michael Burke.
Michael Parkinson.
Michael Montgomery.
Montgomery. Michael Montgomery.
I don't know, I was trying to do a Michael.
Right, I'll start.
Right.
Chris Kamara.
Try and make it link.
Michael Barrymore, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Chris.
Michael Fish.
Michael Flatley.
Michael Parkinson.
Michael Barrymore, not Michael.
Rubbish.
Right. One more, just anybody will
okay.
do. Character start.
Rolf Harris.
Danny Minogue.
Marge Simpson.
Annika Rice. You can't have that.
Dickie Davis.
Other real people.
Sorry. Frank Boff.
Terry Nutkins.
Selena Scott.
Sunita.
Debbie McGee.
Jonathan Woodgate.
Howard Jones.
Paul Daniels.
Gillian Telforth.
Michael Jackson.
Right, that's it. We're off for a week. Download the podcast. Enjoy it all over the weekend. The beautiful Joe Wiley's next. Goodbye!
What? We're not off for a week, are we?
No.
No, off for the weekend.
For the weekend.
Sorry, weekend. Our balls just at the start, are
on
you?
Back on Monday.
Oh, good luck to Leeds in the weekend, by the way. We'll see you for Nemoan's leaving drinks tonight. 6 o'clock.
This is one.